Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the new semester. My name is Professor T, and I'm going to be your teacher for sexuality and sensuality class this year. Thank you all for signing up and for showing to your first class. I know it's a little unfortunate that we have to do this online. However, I'm sure we can still have a great experience. I'm going to need everyone to turn their cameras on. Yes, you, Michael, Lisa. Mm-hmm. There we are. All those beautiful faces in my screen. So today we are going to talk about a very, very important subject that's very close to my heart. We are going to be talking about sensuality in relation to touch. Now, I hope everyone read the curriculum and the pre-reading before getting here. Okay. For those of you who haven't read it, let me recap. Sensual touch. Often, we associate sensual touch with sex. Sensual touch may lead to and be a part of sex, but it doesn't have to be sexual. Sensual touch is about touching yourself or someone else in a pleasurable way. It can be about bonding, showing affection, or just relaxing. Sensual touch doesn't necessarily lead to oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse. Some people may use sensual touch as a form of foreplay, while others prefer sensual touch to sexual activity. Whatever you may feel, there are a couple different ways to explore sensual touch on your own or with a partner. In regular class, we would be experimenting with each other. However, since this is an online course, I'm going to get you all to do something for me. As you know, this class is fully marked on participation, so that's why your cameras are on, and that's why I get to see each one of you follow my directions. Perfect. Solo sensual touch can be a great way to get into masturbation. How many of you have masturbated before? All of you? Good. So at least you got through that part of the prerequisites for this class. But if you don't want to do that, that's okay. Sensual touch can be a fun way to pass the time, bond with yourself, or practice self-care. However, since all of you chose to come to GWU, I can only assume that you indeed want to come. So, in today's class, I'm going to be walking you through some sensual touches that you can perform at home, and I'm going to be watching you as you perform every single one of them. I want this whole class to experience together what sensual touch can really be. So, let's get started. First things first, I want everyone to take off their clothes. All of them. I'll wait. What beautiful bodies. Look at them. Ready? Some of you are already visibly aroused. I like to see that. It's okay if you're not yet. We'll get there. First thing I want you to do is I want you to feel your body. I want you to start with your shoulders. Rub them. Did you have a rough day today? Has it been a rough year? I want you to feel that tension and soothe your muscles and relax your mind. We're going to do a little bit of self-massage. Self-massage is a great technique for getting rid of any aches and pains you may have, but it can also be used as a part of sensual solo touch. For any of you that have it, who that actually did the reading, if you brought your massage oil today, feel free to incorporate your massage oils in this step. I want you all to start with your hands, just slowly rubbing them together, softly, and then up each forearm, pressing a little bit, feeling at your skin. Be really in tune with your body. Do you feel any bruises? Can you press on them for me? Good. Take one hand and wrap it around your wrist and squeeze tight. Feel how it traps your hand and slows your movement. Good. And now the other side. Perfect. I want you to now cross your arms over each other and rub up the side of your arm slowly. Up and down. And up and down. Good. From here, I want you to slowly move your hands across your collarbone to your neck. And I want you to just grasp around your throat. Just two fingers, your thumb and your pointer finger first. Slide up just so it's underneath your jawline. Now add your middle finger and squeeze gently. And now your ring finger and squeeze gently. Finally, your whole hand, squeeze gently and a little harder. I hear some gas from you. I see you like that. Perfect. Now, press on your shoulders. Knead those aching muscles of yours. Do you feel relaxed? I see some nods from everyone. Good. I see some nipples that are harder. Some panting breaths already. Shall we continue? Our next topic is androgynous zones. Exploring sensual touch on your own allows you to find your own androgynous zones. These zones are parts of your body that are particularly sensitive to pleasure. While some usually think of sexual activity when it comes to erogenous zone, discovering these pleasurable places doesn't have to entail masturbation or intercourse, but it does make it so much more fun. I'm going to give you some time to explore. Run your fingers all over your body and allow yourself to figure out which sensations and areas feel good. If it feels good, use different pressures, strokes, to tell me what might feel better. However, we are not going to be touching our genitals today, at least not yet. So, find those places for me and touch them and squeeze them, press them, stroke on them. Good. I see some of you squeezing your nipples, twisting them, pulling them hard. Some of you haven't left your neck yet. Is that your spot? Is that where you like to be touched most? If someone was there, would you like to kiss that spot? I see some of you have found the back of your knees. Mine are particularly ticklish. And I see that's the same for some of you. Look at you squirm. Now I want everyone to take their fingers, just their fingertips. Start at your knees on the inner part of your thighs and slowly run up. Spread your legs more. More. Good. Now rub those thighs for me. I want to see how you squirm. Knowing You're so close to fully touching yourself. And then just so close to coming after that. But not yet. The class has just begun. Okay, stop. Anyone who has any questions, now would be the perfect time, because after we start, you're not going to be able to type anything, I promise. And while you write those questions, I'm going to be getting undressed, because the next part is for you to observe and follow along. Good. Let me see. Questions. Yes. There we go. Let me answer that question in full. What about other objects? Can you use those in sensual touch? Absolutely. My personal favorites are ice, feathers, silk. If I'm feeling a little bit more edgy, or maybe my partner's a little bit more willing, I do like some warm wax, but that's not always possible with one person. Unusual textures and temperatures can be a great tool for solo sensual touch. Things like I've mentioned can probably be found around your home, along with other sensual objects. As you touch these items to your skin, you would try and focus on the sensation. How does it feel? Do you like it? Is it uncomfortable or irritating? These questions can help you figure out what textures you like. Now, before I continue, it seems like no one else has any questions. Excellent. Let me just lay down with you and we can get started. Okay, class, you can all see me, right? Perfect. So I'm going to get you to follow my lead. We're going to start again, just like before. I want your hands on the inside of your thighs and slowly rub up and down and up again. I want you to take your thumbs and right at the crease of your legs, press for me, gently at first. I want the tips of your thumbs just to graze your sex. Just like that. Good. Now, some of you may have an innie, some of you may have an outie. Some may be in between. It's okay. This is all about feeling what's good for you. For those of you who do not self-lubricate, now would be the time to add a little lubrication to yourself. I want everyone to be nice and slick. Get yourself really, really wet for me. We want a nice, slick glide. I personally like to use my own saliva, but if you have added lubrication, that's fine as well. So as you can see, I've already started by rubbing my fingers up and down. What's the most sensitive part for you? Whatever that is, I want you to avoid it. I don't want you to touch it at all. I want you to touch every other single part that you can reach. Every part that makes you feel good. Slowly. Slowly. I love to hear those panting breaths. Alright. Now that everyone's all nice and wet, I want you to take just one finger. Just one. Your middle. Make sure it's soaked. Dripping even. And I want you to find that spot for me again. The one you found earlier. The most sensitive one. And I want you to rub tiny, slow circles around that spot you found, just like I'm doing. Is it good? You know, I have to admit, for myself personally, I always get carried away here. After slowly teasing myself, once I finally get my fingers where I really want them, I can't seem to stop. And I see it's the same for a lot of you. So, we're gonna do my favorite activity right now. We're gonna get to go as hard and as fast as we want. But right as you're about to go, I want you to stop for me, okay? Let's do a practice round, a little bit of a countdown. I'm gonna start at 10 seconds, and you're gonna work yourself as best you know how, aiming to get yourself off, okay? I'll start at 10. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay, hands away. Some of you were really, really close to coming, weren't you? And don't worry, our class is almost over, and I do promise you will get to come by the end of it. So, now that you've calmed down a bit, I want everyone to try a little sensation play. While this isn't today's lesson, I think it is important that while we're talking about sensual touch and solo sensual touch, to try it out. So take your hand, lift it away from where you want it most, and I want you to just slap a little bit. And again, we're gonna do 5, okay? Just gently, or hard if you're like me and you like something a little bit more intense. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I see some of you really like that, and it wasn't for some of you at all, and that's perfectly fine. It's all about trying new things. I just want to know what you like. It is only our first class, after all. So now, before the class ends, let's get to the finale of what you all really want when you took this course. And for all of you, that's to come. So, won't you come with me? Use that slickness to really work yourself. You can go as fast or as slow as you want. Whatever feels good for you. Really. Come on. And I want you to make some noise for me. Don't be quiet. I want to hear every sound that your body makes. Every little whine or moan that comes out of your mouth. I want to hear it. Yes. Oh, I'm already so close. Are you guys going to come with me? Yeah. You can see how I work myself. Come on. Manage my pace. Just like that. Yes, I can see you working it. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come soon. Oh, fuck! Come yet, just keep going. Keep going until you come. And if you have, keep touching yourself. Don't stop just yet. And slowly work your way back down from that orgasm. Oh, so good. Alright, so that's it for our practical lesson today. I'm going to want all of you to fill out the 5 questions that I have sent to your emails in time for the next class. I want to hear all about your personal exploration then. So, before I log off, are there any questions? I see a lot of you are a little bit cum drunk. So, think of them and write them down, and we can discuss them next time. For now, I just want to thank you all for coming to your first class with me, and hopefully, I'll see you next time on Thursday for reproduction class, and we're going to have a special guest. Logging off now.